Keys are easy to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, and ice cream? How did you manage to do with ice cream? I didn't get it. Natasha?
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah.
It was fine, the ice cream, okay? Because once I said ice cream and Natasha, you stopped me, right? Okay, great. Okay, fine. Okay, great, great, great. Okay, so we'll start with the glass. We'll do Mangalacharan first. And today, Arjun will do the Ramukar Mantra and Natasha will do Chaturmangal Path. Okay, start.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Ujjayanam, Namo Loe Sarvasahuram, Eso Panchanamukkaro, Sarva Power Pranasano, Mangalanam Cha Sarvesim, Paramam Hohi Mangalam.
Chaturmangalam, Arahantamangalam, Siddhamangalam, Sahumangalam, Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Chatai Logottama, Arahanta Logottama, Siddha Logottama, Sahu Logottama, Kevali Panato Dhammo Logottama. Chatari Sarnam Pavijami, Arihante Sarnam Pavijami, Siddhe Sarnam Pavijami, Sahu Sarnam Pavijami, Kevali Panatam Dhammam Sarnam Pavijami.
Very good. Okay, so we all are in the third year of our Pathshala sessions, right? So in these 3 years, like 2 plus years, we have learned many things, right? So what do you think the reason of all our worries is? Why are we coming to Pathshala now after you have been coming for 2 plus counting years in Pathshala? So why, what do you think now? Why do you think that Pathshala we should go? Because the parents insist or something else? Dia, are you here? Dia, there we are now? Sachin ji?
हाँ बहू जी,
Dia is here now?
या दिया इज हियर. अनुभव जी, जस्ट टू गिव यू एन अपडेट, आई थिंक वी कुडंट स्पीक, बट द लास्ट टू पाठशाला व्हाट वी डिड वाज, यू नो, इन द फर्स्ट लास्ट टू लास्ट वीक वी वेंट थ्रू ईच वन ऑफ देम, डिड द रोल ऑफ दैट स्किट रन समवन इज फॉलोइंग,
ओके
एंड
ओके
देन इन द लास्ट वीक वी डिड सम एनालिसिस ऑफ दैट स्टोरी on, you know, what is right, what is wrong, whether the wrong, who had the wrong belief, and if the situation was real, in real, if there were monsters who were following these people, then will they be still in the wrong belief or not? So that was the assignment also given to everyone to discuss with their parents and, you know, come back with the answers.
Oh, great, 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 great. So everyone, so they have mailed you something or we have to just ask them?
No, we have to just ask them. We just ask them to read the story with their parents and also, you know, understand from their parents' perspective on what is the, you know, main learning of this story, and also the assignment given to all of them to, you know, get back with answers, and that is something you can, you know. We did discuss, you know, some of the responses last week, but there were some, you know, some of the things which we thought that, you know, you will be the better person to explain in detail on what is right belief and what is wrong belief, especially on the point that we discussed that if at all there were real monsters, will it be still wrong belief of, you know, those two, I think, animals who are running, fearing their life.
Okay, great, great, great. So first of all, like here, okay, who did discuss it with your parents? No. Why everyone is so silent today? What happened? Okay, hello.
Yes.
Yes, so I'm asking that you all did the assignment, you all had discussed it with your parents, or you already have done it in last week? Everyone has done it, discussion with your parents. Yes or no?
I discussed it with my mom, but not my dad.
Okay, it's okay, okay. What did you discuss?
I discussed the question of whether he would have the right belief even after he knew he wasn't chasing his shadow.
Okay. So it was a wrong belief or right belief?
It was, he had the wrong belief that his shadow was trying to kill him, but even after that he still had the wrong belief because he thought he was body.
Okay, that's good. What about Arush and Tasha? You discussed with your parents? Arush, Natasha.
I think Anubhuji, we have lost them, I believe. Arush, Natasha, are you back?
Yeah, we got disconnected.
Okay. So Arush and Natasha, we're trying to ask you that did you discuss the story with your parents as well?
Can you repeat that?
Have you discussed the story with your parents? That story about the mongoose, elephant, lion?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Fine. Jaimin, have you?
Huh?
Did you discuss the story with your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did you discuss? What was their opinion?
They think that it won't be the wrong belief because there is a real monster following them.
Which are the real monsters? If it were a real monster, then it won't be a wrong belief. That was the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, how did you find the story about everyone?
Anubhaji, I didn't understand the question. What was the question?
I'm asking, how did you find the story? Story was good, entertaining, or it was like you have heard it before or something?
It was interesting.
Okay, Dia, what did your parents told you? Dia?
We discussed that even if there were real monsters behind the two animals, that if it was the wrong belief. But I didn't understand a few words.
A few words like what?
like, Parinam.
Parinam and Sanyog, right?
Yes.
Agyanta. Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, great, great, great. Okay, so I was asking one of the questions while I was starting the class that we are in the third year of our Pathshala. So what do you think is the reason for coming in Pathshala every Sunday? Why do people come now? Like in the first year because their parents insisted. In the second year also this might be the case. But is it the same case in this year as well? Why do you come to Pathshala, everyone? One by one. Jaimin will tell us. Jaimin, why do you come to Pathshala? Hello, Jaimin, are you there? Okay, Jaimin is not there. Natasha, Arush, why do you come to Pathshala?
Guruji, I think there is some problem with the line today. So we are seeing that people are getting disconnected and they are joining back after a few minutes. So I think Jaimin also got disconnected. Jaimin,
yeah,
are you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, Jaimin, we are all asking a question that why do we come to Pathshala now, okay? In the first year, because our parents told us, okay, we should go. Second year, okay, they pushed it. But now in the third year, have our reasons changed or they are the same? Why are we coming to Pathshala? I wanted to know that. So why do you come to Pathshala?
We come to Pathshala. We come to Pathshala to learn about our religion.
Because? Arush, Natasha? So Jaimin, what do you think? Why do you come to Pathshala?
We said we come to Pathshala class to learn Jain religion.
Arjun, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Dia?
I go to Pathshala because so we understand more about our religion and we learn.
But why do you want to understand your religion? Then why don't you go to churches?
So we get real happiness.
So like only your religion gives you happiness or all other religion gives you happiness?
So we could learn the path of liberation, like how Siddha Bhagwan has achieved.
Okay. So why do you want to get the real happiness? Are you not happy today?
This is not real happiness. This is only happiness, but it's not real. Happiness.
Okay, it's real. It's happiness. Okay, now if I want happiness, this should be sufficient.
No.
Okay. Any other reason? Why do you go to temples? Why do you do things? Why are you afraid of this? Are you afraid of this world or not? What is scary in this world, which you find really scary? Hello, who joined? Natasha, Aru, Shaimin, Arjun, anyone?
Yes.
Okay, who is this? Hello. Hello, is everyone here with us?
Yes.
Okay. So I am asking them question that why do you come to Pathshala? They are saying because so that he can get the true happiness. What is the motivation for you, Arjun? Why do you come to Pathshala now?
To learn more about my religion.
Okay, so if you were Christian, you would also be into churches or something. So it's fine. No other motivation?
What was that?
Why do you want to learn about your religion? Why?
To get real happiness.
Real happiness. So you are not happy at present? Tough question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you are or you're not?
What was that, Anubhaji?
You are happy at present or you're not?
I am happy at present.
So then why do you want real happiness now? You already have it.
Because
okay,
I want to get
Arun,
real happy.
Natasha, why do you come to Pathshala? Natasha, why do you?
To learn.
To learn what?
About Jain religion.
Why do you want to learn that? Go to some hobby class, dance class. There's so many classes. Why Jainism?
Can you repeat that? Sorry, it's very difficult
why
to hear.
Jainism? Why Jainism only? Why not some hobby class or swimming classes or anything? Why Jainism?
Us learn about our religion?
Okay, so why our religion? Why do you, because I have taken birth in this religion, I should know about it. That's it. Right?
No.
Mm-hmm. Arush, why do you come?
We come to Pathshala because to learn Jain religion.
Why do you want to learn Jain religion? That is the question then.
Well, we come to learn Jain religion so that we can have more knowledge and then use it.
We use it for what? Use it to do what? How is it a useful knowledge?
We use to learn it because then we do more good job and then we have more right belief and then we could become Dev or something.
Okay, interesting. So you want to become Dev. So what do you want to not become? Like what do you not want to be?
We don't want to have wrong belief. We don't want to have wrong belief.
Otherwise, that will lead you to where?
Becoming a devil.
Hmm?
I mean, sorry.
This question is related to the chapter we are presently studying. So I just wanted...
And if you still have wrong beliefs, you'll stay the same and still have the wrong belief, whereas if you can get the right belief, you become a Dev and then you can become God. But if you still have the wrong belief, you still get scared and think
very
wrong.
Good. You get lie if you do not become God. Why do you want to become God? What is the main reason behind becoming a God?
Because God is an ultimate. You want to become the ultimate person, which is God. Because then God has Vitragi Sarvagya and Vodeshi. So then you want to have Vitragi Sarvagya and Hitopdeshi.
Arey, but why do you want to have that Vitragya Sarvagya and Hitopdeshi? Why?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Why do you want to be Vitragi Sarvagya and Hitopdeshi?
You want to be that because you are truly because if you want to have Vitragi Sarvagya and Hitopdeshi, then that means you have all the powers and all the knowledge, and you want the best for everyone. So then you want to have all the knowledge, and you want to have all some of Sharan, and you want to help others.
Okay, fine. Jaimin, why do you come to Pathshala? Very good, Arush. Jaimin, why do you want to come to Pathshala? Or why do you come to Pathshala?
So I can learn about my religion to get to moksha.
Why do you want moksha? That is the question then.
So I can get eternal happiness.
Why do you want to be eternal?
Because then I can get away from the cycle of birth.
Very good. So what is wrong with the cycle of birth?
It never ends.
And you're just saying that you want to end it.
Well,
is there something scary?
Huh?
Is it scary?
Is what scary?
This cycle of birth.
Well, not really.
Okay. Okay guys, now tell me, this chapter we are reading, does this world scare you, does it not scare you? Because that is a very important question before we discuss about wrong belief or anything. Tell me this one thing, does this world scare you or it does not? And if it scares you, what scares you? Anyone voluntarily want to answer this question? See, if there is nothing wrong with this world, then why do we want to get rid of it and why do we want the moksha? We should not want it. We should live here only. What is the scary thing this world has that led our Tirthankaras go to, jungle and do tap and everything? Why did they do all that finances and all? Everyone is clear with my question or not?
Can you repeat it?
My question is, see, if this world is bad, then I should leave it. But if it is good, then why should I go to moksha? I should be here only. So either tell me one thing, that this world is bad because of this. Or then don't say that you want to go moksha, because world is perfect for you. You do not see any harm in being in this world. Then why do you want to go to moksha? Anyone. You all got my question or not?
Yes.
Yeah, so why do you want to go to moksha? Is there something wrong with this world which you don't like? Or it's like just, okay, my parents say, okay, we should go to moksha, so I also want to go to moksha. But why, I don't know. Is there anything in this world that scares you? Anything? Okay, just let's put some thinking hats over our heads, okay? And now just let's be judges of this world, okay? And now analyze. We'll quickly in 2 minutes I'll give you all. We'll sit quiet and we have to find out, you know, problems of this world, okay? Those problems can be anything, can be related to any being, okay? You just have to think about it and then after 2 minutes we all will discuss what we thought of, okay? So we'll put a thinking hat for 2 minutes. We'll just think about the bad things of this world. That why do I not want to live here? Don't think like, okay, there is so many good people, there are temples, or there are charities, or there are so many riches. Don't think about all the bad things. Okay? Okay. For 2 minutes, we start now. Think. Done thinking. Hello?
Excuse me, can you repeat the question?
Okay. Have you all, what did I ask you to do? Anyone?
For 2 minutes to think about the bad things on this planet Earth.
Okay, Jaimin, we had to think for 2 minutes. Bad things about this world, that we were searching for the reason that why our Tirthankaras tried to go out of this world. Why? What did they find so wrong? For me, it's very good. It's a leisure in this world. Okay, so are we done thinking about it, everyone? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll start with Dia. Dia, what did you find wrong in this world?
In this world, there is no real happiness. There is only dukkha.
Why? But I am not dukhi. I am very sukhi. I am very happy. I have a good job. I have a good family, we have a good home, I have cars, I have games, I have everything. How do you say that I'm not happy?
Because you're not, that is not real happiness.
But that is what you are saying. You ask me, I'll tell you this is the real happiness. This is like everything for me. It really gives me happiness, all my riches.
No, because we keep on going in the four gatis for a long time and the four gatis have a lot of dukkha.
Okay. So first point taken that, okay, this world does not have real happiness. Okay, second point, Arush, what do you think? What do you find bad in this world?
I find the four passions.
The four passions. Okay. What about them?
The four passions, the five sins, wrong belief, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, so you find because of these the world is bad.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So we have passions and sins, because of which the world is not attractive and we do not want to live in it. Very good. Okay. Natasha, what do you think? And wrong belief as well. Okay. Natasha, what about you?
This world, people have to worry about many things, like money.
So worries, all the worries. Other than passions, they have tensions and worries. For every little thing, they have to think and they have to do things. Right?
Yeah.
So worries, and nobody is free of worries. Neither the riches nor the poor. Right? Everyone has worries. Okay, very good. Okay, Anjun, what do you see that we have, according to Diya, we do not have real happiness. Arush says we have sins, wrong belief and the passions. And Natasha added worries to it, tensions. Everybody, nobody is free of tensions. Okay, what do you have to add? Arjun?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute accidentally. I said that there's a lot of violence and theft on the same points as Arush, as well as there's a lot of greed, and
what do you see?
There's also just lots of things it's the same thing as what Dia was saying, that there's not really lots of happiness. There's not real happiness.
Okay, fine. So you also say that there are sins and the passions. Okay, very good. Any other thing you see bad in this world? Okay, we hold. Okay, Jaimin, what do you think? Jaimin? Jaimin?
Yeah.
What do you think bad? What do you think according to you is bad in this world?
There's too many flaws.
Like?
One is like a lot of people worry about multiple things. And.
Okay. Okay, I just want to give you a perspective, give you all a perspective, okay? Why are you only looking at the human beings? Do you not see other beings? And is there not things wrong with them as well? Can you now come up with a point, anyone? Okay, tell me, you eat or not, we all eat, right?
Yes.
Okay, we all see, we have eyes, right? Right? Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
We all can see, we all eat, we all smell, we all hear, right? We all listen to the things, okay? And we all can touch, obviously, their bodies. Okay. What does a monkey do? Monkey does the same thing. So monkey, any of these things monkey is deprived of, or he can do similar things? Monkey can eat? Yeah, he eats. He can listen? Yeah, he can listen his ears. Can he see? Oh, of course he sees. Okay. And can he touch? Obviously. And can he smell? Yes, he does. So what makes it special? You have the same features that a monkey has. Okay, one more thing. Okay, so that monkey, does he fight or does he not fight with a fellow monkeys? Hello?
They fight.
They fight, right? They also fight. Like we fight with our fellow people, they also fight with their fellow monkeys. Okay, so what do you think when in the time of winter, do they get cold or do they feel the cold or do they not?
They feel cold.
They feel cold, right? And do we feel cold or do we not?
We do feel cold.
Do feel cold. Okay, so when they touch hot things, do they feel hot or do they not?
They feel hot.
They feel hot, of course. So don't you see that the same thing that happens to me is happening to them, right? Okay, I feel hungry, they feel hungry. I feel cold, they feel also cold. I fight, they fight. Somebody hits me, somebody screams at me, somebody yells at me. Somebody yells at them too. Somebody hits me and somebody hits them too with stones. Hello, yes?
They also have one difference that monkeys can talk. Monkeys cannot talk if they have any pain, but we can talk if we have pain.
Okay. Just tell me one thing, Dia, that do the Spanish people talk or do they not?
Yes.
Okay, but they speak anything to me that doesn't make sense to me. So I say they do not talk. Is it right thing to say?
No.
Why it is not right thing to say that they do not talk? Because they talk in their own language, right? They don't talk in my language. The similar way monkeys also speak. They make different sounds. The cat also speaks. That says meow, meow. Right? The dog barks. So it's their language. They speak in that language. So that doesn't mean they do not talk. They do not talk English. But they do talk the language of monkeys. They do talk the language of dogs. The dogs speak in that language. The cows speak in their own language. Right? So they talk. They can also talk. We cannot say, okay, we don't have tails like monkeys. But that doesn't make much of difference. I'm just deducing that whatever things that make me worried, okay, that like I do not want to get cold, I do not want to, you know, go hungry, I also want a home, right, I also want to, you know, drink water, and I also want to be loved, I do not want to fight. The similar desires are found in monkeys, and for that matter, any other animal. The cow also wants the same treatment. Yes or no? Hello? Hello? Is everyone with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am saying that doesn't it make, rings any bells that, okay, the same behaviors that I am doing, a fellow monkey is also doing that. Does it ring any bell? Like, what do you make out of it? See, whatever I do, the same kinds of cravings, desires, I see it in monkey or a cow or a horse. Okay. Now let me ask this question. Does soul die after death or it remains?
It remains.
What proof do you have? How do you say that it remains?
Because then there comes another being.
Then there? Sorry, what?
Because then new things are born.
Array, but I'll say, okay, new soul is born. And then after that, the soul will die with death. What do you think, Natasha? Soul lives after death or it dies too?
It depends.
Huh?
It depends.
It depends on what? The capacity of soul?
No, like, it depends on, like, if you take moksha, then that would mean that your soul stops taking rebirth. But if
moksha, soul remains, the soul still lives if you are in moksha. Soul doesn't die, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying that soul, does soul die or something? Or it always lives? It just changes the forms?
I guess it always lives.
Okay. So now, okay, we just try to prove it, that how do we prove it, okay? See, whatever cravings, whatever things I have, whatever desires I have, and whatever kind of miseries, dukkh that I have, they all are more or less in the same way, happening to a fellow monkey or a cow. They're also suffering from, you know, cold, low temperatures, hunger, right? So what is the guarantee? What is the guarantee? When I die, I am not taking birth as a cow. Because whatever I feel today as a human being, the cows feel the same things as cow. So isn't it like we all are having same kind of udai, same kind of, you know, outcomes, same kind of results? Hello? Are you trying to think? I just want you to think that, can you see the similarity between you and a cow? Definitely physical, you both are not similar. But when you see the kinds of, the class of dukkh that you have, the class of miseries that we have, these both miseries, you know, match. The hunger, it really bothers me, and the hunger bothers that cow or monkey as well. So we are at par at this nature of misery. This nature of misery is same, is common in both of us. Okay, I feel cold, I feel hot, and also the rains, the snowfall, it also bothers me. Same cases with this cow. So this class is also same. We are at par in this misery as well. If somebody hurts me, you know, hits me, kills me, I feel bad. The cow also feels bad. So there are same, you know. So though the physically we both are not the same, but inside, the person who feels, the soul, in both of us, they are of the same nature. They do not want the unhappiness, and they always want to fulfill their desires. Isn't it? Am I making sense?
Yes.
Only the outer body is different, but inner desires, inner, you know, that desire to be always happy and to save yourself from, you know, any uncomfortability. I do not want to remain hungry, so I go for hunt. That's what a lion does, right? Why does he go for a hunt? Because he do not want to be unhappy. Why do we go to work? Because I don't want to be, you know, hungry. I want to earn my bread, so I go to work. A lion want to earn his bread, he go to hunt. But the desire remains same, that he do not want to go hungry. Right? So definitely the outer bodies are different. But inside them, the person who actually desires, who actually feels, is the same in both of us. He also doesn't want to be hungry. I also do not want to be hungry. So what is the guarantee that today I am a human being, I got this outer shell of a body, human body, What is the guarantee when I see the inner material is same in both of these? So what is the guarantee if I die, I do not become a monkey? I do not get inside that monkey's body. What is the guarantee do you have? Do you have any guarantee now? Because we know the inner material is same in both. So the soul that I have is the same soul they have, because our nature is looking like the same. They all also are trying to save themselves from these same things, hunger, cold. And I am also doing the same thing. Our business are not different. So what is the guarantee that I will not be one of them? Anyone have any guarantee that you will not be one of them? Hello? Are you listening to the point that I am trying to make? Is everyone with me? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Is everyone with me? Okay. Did what I asked made sense to you, or it did not?
It makes sense to me.
It makes sense. I am just asking this one question, that what is the guarantee that we have that we will not be one of the animals tomorrow after death? Anyone has any proof? Like, okay, I will definitely not be this cow or this hen for that matter, this chicken for that matter. Anyone, this pig, I will not be the pig. Anyone has the guarantee?
No.
Arjun, do you have the guarantee you will not be one of the pigs in your next birth?
What was that? I got disconnected and just rejoined.
I'm just, okay. Did you get the point that we were trying to make? That, okay, we have similarities. So now the question comes, that do we have substantial reasons to believe that we will not be one of the cows or one of the pigs tomorrow after that? What is the guarantee do you have, Arjun, that you will not be a pig in your next birth? What is the guarantee you have?
I have no guarantee.
So you can be one of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, Arush, what do you think? You can be one of them?
Yes.
Right? Jamin, what do you believe? You think you can be one of them? Logically, because, okay, inside material is same, the soul is same, the cravings are same.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can be one of them. Okay, now my question. Do you want to be one of them?
No.
Arjun, you?
No.
Dia, you?
No.
Why do we not want to be one of them? What do they do to pigs? What do we do to the pigs? What do we do to the cows? We slaughter them, right? They eat. Our fellow human beings, they eat them, right? Or if they do not eat it, some lion or some other animal will hunt them. Yes or no?
Yes.
So
yes.
We with our naked eyes, we see, there is so much bad is being done to these animals, right? The horse has to run in a horse cart, or donkey has to carry the weight, or cows have to give their skins for our leather jackets, our shoes, right? So they are definitely not happy. They do not have any homes or clothes to put on in the season of winter or something. They have nothing. They cannot. There is no one to save them. They do not go to any courts or House of Lords or anywhere. They do not have any parliament to save them, right? So we do not definitely want to be them, right? So they belong to which gati? Which is states of being? Horses and all? Hello? there are four states of being, right? That is the chapter we are on, right? So the horses and cows are in which state of being? Has everybody got disconnected and I'm talking to myself? Okay. Okay, so which gati are we in? We are in which state of being?
Manushya gati.
We are in Manushya gati, right? Very good. And in which state the cows and buffaloes and pigs are in?
Tiryansh gati.
Yeah, Tiryansh gati, that is animal state of being, right? Tiryansh gati. Everyone, right? So, our only intention to study Jainism and to, you know, come to Pathshala is that we are really scared that, okay, today I am good. I think I am good. We'll discuss it whether I am good or not. But at least I am not in one of the Tiryansh gati. I am not in one of those bodies. And I am really scared. I do not want to go in Tiryansh gati. So therefore, I come to the Pathshala to learn the art to, you know, destroy this Tiryansh gati and the Narak gati. Narak gati, we do not see it present. But if we imagine, do we want to go to Narak, to the hell? No, we do not want to go to the hell. Therefore, to learn that art, we come to the Pathshala. Are we, like, don't you, just try to think and discuss it with your parents, if you get time, or just introspect, okay?